Think back to when you graduated high school. Did you know what you wanted to do? Did you have solid ideas? I think I did. Quite honestly, it was quite a long time ago for me. But joining us now is a young man from Grand Ledge High School. He's a senior this year. Just in a matter of, a month or two, he'll be graduating and heading off into life. And part of that life, he hopes, will be serving on the school board for the very school and district that he's graduating from. His name is Brenton Bell, and he joins us now. Good morning, Brenton. How are you?
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I think I'm going to be okay. I haven't asked the wife yet, but you'll learn that later in life. you never make that judgment, my friend. Hey, so, all right. Brent, I'm telling you, I didn't know anything about you until I found out you were running. I said, we got to get this kid on. How does a senior who, a lot of your contemporaries are thinking, yeah, I'm going to college, I'm going to party like crazy. How'd you come up with, I got to run for school board? What was the thinking behind that?
Well, 14 years as a Grand Ledge student from Head Start to my senior year, and a fifth generation comment, like I say on my website, I've seen a lot of change come and go through Grand Ledge, and I've heard about a lot of change. And I tell you, recently, and probably ever since COVID, when everything changed, the change I was seeing wasn't the change that I wanted to see or the change that I like. And so a couple years ago, in the last election, I helped out with the campaign with a few individuals that were running to change some things. And when they lost, I was saddened, but I was hoping that with new individuals on board, we would have a brighter future. And things have gotten better, but there's also things that have gotten worse. And so a couple months ago, I was approached and asked to run, and I prayed about it, and I came upon the decision that this is what I needed to do, this is where I'm meant to be, and I want to help my school get back to what it can be.
Wow, Brenton. You, do you have aspirations for college for later in life? What do you want to be?
I am going to college this next fall.
Okay.
I've already been accepted into Great Lakes Christian College up on Waverly Road in Lansing. I'm going for pastoral ministry. I'm going to be a pastor.
So, okay.
But politics has been an interest of mine since fifth grade. I mean, when other kids were playing on the playground, I was reading newspapers. I was weird, is what I'm trying to tell you.
A politics nerd.
Right, exactly. But I'm a history buff, too.
I love it.
I see a lot of things that I'm going, this has happened before in history, and nobody else is seeming to realize that. And it's like, if we forget our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
Oh, yeah, I always say that when we do our little history section, I say, how can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been?
Exactly.
Brenton, did anybody else in your family run in politics? Do any political stuff?
So my great-grandma, my grandpa's mom on my mother's side, she was treasurer of Eagle Township out in Clinton County for 16 years, I think. But other than that, no, I'm a first generation, well, second generation, I guess you could say, politician and first generation college student.
Isn't that something? Mom and Dad gotta be proud, man. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this, because it looks like on your website, are you a farm kid?
I was raised in the Eagle area. I mean, my grandparents live out in Eagle, and we do own a family farm. So I was definitely raised the country lifestyle. I think that's where I get a lot of my values, a lot of my principles from.
Because I've talked before about, I think every kid should do some sort of farm work when they're young, going through school.
And we don't necessarily do a lot of the farming. Our farming we contract out, but I mean, my whole life it's been yard work and wood cutting with Grandpa and working in his garden and stuff like that. So I wasn't on a tractor every morning at 4 a.m. God bless the men who are. But I was out there putting in the work with my grandfather. He made sure of it.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Brenton Bell. He's a senior at Grand Ledge, and he'll graduate, and then he's running for school board. You're going to be able to do that and college all at once.
Well, that's what I'm telling myself. I think that it's an opportunity that I can't pass up, right?
Yeah.
We have a lot. We have seven people on our school board. And the youngest one, I would say it's been, I wouldn't want to guess her age, but I would.
Please, you know, not on the air. Please don't.
Right. That's how you get hit, right? But I'm going to assume it's been a couple years since she's walked down a high school hallway or a middle school hallway.
Hey.
I do it every single day. I know what goes on. I see it with my own eyes. I hear it with my own ears. And I know it needs to change.
So, Brenton, do you hear from friends as you walk down the hallway, as you talk with them, you go, hey, I'm running for school board. Do you have them on your – what's your campaign team? Is it just people you know from school?
Well, it's I was surprised. A lot of the students are very supportive. I have quite a few people from my school that are like, hey, you know, can I get a yard sign? Hey, you know, if there's anything I can do, please, you know, let me know. And I tell them, get involved. Know what's going on. That's the best thing you can do. Because once I go, you know, who's going to pay attention? Who's going to stand up and say something when something's not right? You know? And so a lot of them probably think I'm crazy, and maybe I am, but I think they also respect me. So I do have some kids who are telling me, hey, I'd like to see this changed. Or, hey, I'd like to have this happen. And then I have some older, wiser adults that are, you know, like I said, a little bit wiser, a little bit on in years, that are saying, hey, this is good, but if you tweaked it a little bit, it would be better.
Okay, and so I there's the question. My next question is, who do you look up to? Who are your mentors? Who's help? I mean, do you have help? I mean, you're not a lone wolf.
No, not at all. My mentors, I tell you, I talk to a lot of teachers at the high school. You know, my three reasons for running, I say, are parents, students, and educators. And when I say that, I don't just say that because I think, oh, yeah, people will vote for that. No, because I say it because it's true. You know, parents have rights. And I try to talk to parents and go, hey, you know, did you know this is going on in the school? Or, hey, what do you think about this? And I listen. I talk to educators because the only people that are there more than me are them. You know, they're the ones that are putting in the work, getting underpaid, not liking what their contract's saying. And then, of course, the students, because they're the reason we're all there, you know, they're the reason that everybody's there. We got to educate the next generation, but we need to do it properly.
Look at you, man. Brenton Bell. How old are you, Brenton?
I am 18. I turned 18 on March 12th.
18 years old, running for school board in Grand Ledge. Let's say you get voted in. You do everything you can, and then you decide you want to do something. Do you? Let's just say higher political aspirations. What would be your next move? Mayor?
Mayor or county commissioner, I would say, you know, we have a lot of good people on our county commission, but they're also on in their years and they're looking to get out because, you know, either they're moving on to higher office or they're like retiring from their real jobs and they're like, all right, time to stay home, live with grandkids, you know, enjoy Florida or whatever. So maybe county commissioner, but the next stop, you know, is always the next step. And I've been talking about running for president, like I said, since fifth grade.
Wow. And, President Bell.
than a stop.
Listen to that. Hey, Brent, we're up on time, man, so I'm going to cut you loose. And the phone's breaking up just a little bit, so I want to let you go because I know you got a full day. What's your first class today?
First class today is Advanced Placement U.S. History. It's a college class.
Wow, man. Yeah. Brenton Bell, graduating in Grand Ledge High School. He's a comet. Wearing the mortarboard proud, and then running for school board and beyond. I'm keeping track of you. You're an interesting cat, Brenton. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks. Have a good morning, Mike.
See you, buddy. That's a fine example of a kid right there. My faith in humanity is restored. I like that. Yeah, it's good. You don't want to know about me at 18, trust me. 1320 WILS.